welcome back to Living in the 60s. I'm Craig and Tom is here with me.
Yes, we are.
We have a thrilling episode of Living in the 60s today. Don't know if it's thrilling, but it's interesting. A lot has changed from that wonderful decade that we grew up in. And one of the biggest changes, of course, was the cost of things. So what we thought we'd take a look at some of the prices that we paid for our favorite things back then. And maybe you can remember some of these. If only we could get those prices today, right? That would be a treat. And just so you know, the prices are mainly from the mid-60s to the late-60s, so that'll give you a point of reference. So, Tom, lead us off.
Boy, this is so interesting. New houses back then, how would you like to get a house for this?
Oh, boy.
Between $12,700 to $15,500. And as high as $24,600 during the 60s. $12,700 for a house. Huh?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Income back then was quite a bit different. Income was $5,315 to $8,540. $8,500. The minimum wage per hour, $1.25.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Amazing.
New car. How about this, Craig? $2,600 to $3,275 for a GT Fastback Mustang. When they came out, there were about 3,000.
Wow.
Medium income per hour, $1.40. Oh, how about this one? This is interesting. Interest rates were 4.5%. Now, I remember it was back in the 70s, the interest rates you were hoping to get into a house for 16%.
Oh, yeah, right.
I just hope I can get in the 16%. I can't. Now it's back down. Well, now it's back up again.
Right.
But 4.5% interest rates with that.
How about good old gas?
Oh.
So it was 25 cents per gallon. And back in 1965, when I was cruising around my Mustang, it was actually up to 35 cents a gallon. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Stamps, 4 to 6 cents each to mail a letter.
And a lot of letters went out back then.
Darn right. And how about a haircut? Back then, about $4.50 to $5 for haircuts. Most of the guys got them cut short anyway.
Yeah.
So Levi jeans cost $5.
$5.
And a six-pack of beer, 99 cents. Wow. That must have been some great beer back then. Yikes.
Movie tickets back then, a cheap date, 69 cents. And it bumped up to $1.09. 69 cents for a movie.
Wow.
Concert tickets back then, remember concert tickets?
Like right.
Maybe Taylor Swift wouldn't go for that.
No.
$8 a ticket. $8 back then. And those were concert tickets. Most candy bars, do you remember those? The five and dime?
Sure.
5 cents each and a pack of gum. 5 cents. Hotel room, a real bargain back then, $10 a night.
Golly.
What's that? Loaf of bread.
Yeah.
20 cents. 20 cents. Skippy peanut butter to go with that bread, 79 cents. And sugar was 38 cents for 5 pounds.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Those were the good old days. How about this one? Bacon, 79 cents a pound. And good old Jell-O was at 35 cents.
Wow.
And my favorite, ice cream, 79 cents for a half gallon.
Wow.
How about Ipana toothpaste? 50 cents a tube. And it became popular in the mid-60s. Frozen French fries, 10 cents for 8 ounces. And then Burma Shave shaving cream.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the old Burma Shave signs on the road?
Nothing like those.
59 cents for a container of shaving cream.
Wow.
Sirloin steak,
85
cents a pound.
85.
T-bone steak with baked potato, vegetable, and toast was $1.59 in a restaurant. Oh, man. Can you believe it? Turkey, 39 cents a pound. Pork chops were $1.03 a pound, and chicken was 29 cents a pound. Gallon of milk was $1.
Wow.
Ketchup was 22 cents. A dozen eggs were 53 cents. Oranges, 89 cents for two dozen. And then hairspray was 59 cents. And then good old baby food, we had three jars for 25 cents.
25, you could feed a family for that.
Oh, darn right.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, you'd love this one. Campbell soup.
Love it.
11 cents.
Per can, huh? Good old chicken noodle.
Yeah. And I think we mentioned Jell-O. Four packs of Jell-O.
Huh.
35 cents.
Yeah.
Del Monte fruit cocktail, whatever. 29 cents. Miracle Whip. 51 cents. And a pound of butter was 67 cents. That's
man,
something.
Alive.
Yeah. Eggs were 49 cents a dozen. Oh, my favorite, Oreo cookies, a whole big pack, 49 cents. Bananas, 2 pounds for 19 cents. And carrots, 15 cents a pound. Six pack of Pepsi.
Had to have that.
Yep. A loaf of bread, six pack of Pepsi was 59 cents. A loaf of bread was 20 cents. I remember getting a loaf of bread for 20 cents. I remember that. Cheerios. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mussels?
Yeah.
25 cents a box. Corn flakes, 23 cents. Swanson TV dinners. And who didn't have a TV dinner by Swanson back then? Oh, 49 cents. Sugar donuts, 49 cents a dozen. Meats? Well, pork chops, 59 a pound. We talked about sirloin steak, chuck roast, 37 cents. And turkey, 39 cents.
Man alive, I'm getting hungry. You know, good old turkey dinners at restaurants were $1.49. And for those special nights, banquet frozen dinners, who competed with Swanson, they were just 39 cents. So, and remember, they had the turkey and the sirloin steak. And some of my favorites are still the frozen pot pies, the chicken, turkey, and beef. Still around today, but certainly not for 39 cents.
No.
Not one of my favorite, but interesting. Cod fillets, 23 cents. And again, half a gallon of the vanilla ice cream was for 79 cents.
Wow. Yeah. Let's go to how we clean our clothes. Tide detergent, a box, 19 cents. 19 cents.
That's unbelievable.
Chongqing chow mein in the can. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
A pound. 87 cents. That was back in 1969. Angel food cake. This is my absolute favorite. 39 cents. I remember my wife made me angel food cake when we were first going with each other. And of course, it's supposed to get to be 6 inches high on the top.
Right.
It ended up to be about maybe between 3 and 4 inches.
Oh, so she didn't spend the whole 39 cents on the cake mix.
Probably not, but it was delicious. I love angel food cake. Nestle's instant chocolate, 29 cents a can. Bird's Eye crinkle cut French fries. Where could you get crinkle cut French fries? 2 9-ounce packages for 33 cents. And feed the baby with Gerber baby food, 25 cents.
Yeah.
For three jars.
Hey, let's take a look at furniture prices back in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
You remember those kitchen tables with the squiggly-looking countertops and table design? So if you go into a antique shop, and I mean a vintage antique shop, there are still tables around, and the prices are unbelievable. But in 1960...
That was a typical...
Right.
That was a typical 1960 fashion.
Yeah, exactly. What you see in the vintage shops now. In 60, a high-style dining set where the table opens to 84 inches. Remember the chairs had vinyl, plastic-covered table and six chairs were $159, which was a deal.
Yeah.
A chrome and wood grain modern table is what they would call it. 42 by 66, again, expanded to 84 inches with a leaf, polyurethane padded seats back then, $279.95.
That was a big table.
Darn right. Looking at living room, the living room furniture, Our parents did have the plastic covers on the cushions on the couches too, remember?
Yep.
To save the couches.
That's right.
And it's like, really? Yeah. We have to sit on these things? It's like you slide right off.
And remember plastic on the countertops, or not the countertops, but
on the lamps.
On the lamps.
Right?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
What else you got, Tom?
Yeah. I have a sofa set with no slag swang base, a resilient thick cushions, a walnut finish, 27 inches deep, two lounges, two end tables, comes in Ming blue, parchment beige, orange, medium green, brown or blue or black, in 1960 for $174.95.
Sounds like something Mel Jazz would sell.
That's right.
Yeah.
At the Furniture Barn.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
A three-tiered bunk bed set, three levels, just $84.95. Three levels. Three levels. Three-tiered. I didn't know they made three-tiered bunk beds.
Yeah, you better be careful on the top one.
No kidding. Sure. Get kicked off. Here's a beautiful bedroom set, a unique, rich walnut veneer, solid oak sides, comes with a five-drawer chest and a triple dresser. Wonderful piece, just $184.95.
Wow.
Fashionable leather recliner, first class, $99.95. A four-piece outdoor lounge set, love this one, $39.95. And of course, a swivel chair. Now, who didn't want to have a swivel chair?
Had to have one of those.
$79.95 for those vintage ones. They're worth a lot today, and it comes in popular colors and
sure
too. So, haircuts for women and men around $5 and $3. And comic book back then, Craig, what do you think a comic book cost?
I don't even remember.
10 cents.
Really?
Yep. And we mentioned stamps of 5 cents, too.
My goodness. Okay, how about taking a look at fashion prices back in the 60s? So jeans were $5 a pair. And who can forget, you know, think of some of those 60s ads in the newspaper for fashion. How about this beautiful fur-trimmed new season coats?
I had one of those.
I bet you
did.
That
was for men.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. From New York, the fashion capital, and it said it was $58 to $88. How about a gabardine bomber jacket? Bomber jacket.
Yeah,
right.
Bomber
remember
those great.
Great-looking jackets? They were $10.98.
And I wanted a bomber jacket so
yeah
bad.
Did you get one?
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah.
Ladies' stretch pants, very popular in 61, and a great price at just $6.99.
Lady swimsuits in 61, and who didn't like swimsuits back then? $3.99 to $19.99. The 1999 must have been
somehow.
Men's suits, nice looking stylish suits. Everybody wore those. $70 back then.
Oh, wow.
And everybody wore a suit. What a bargain. One of my favorites, a real fashion item to wear at all times, is men's polyester suits. Remember the polyester suits?
Oh, of course.
Oh,
very nice and shiny.
Yeah, I had a blue one, but dark blue. It was nice. Chose a color, wonderful color, always great looking, for $39.50. And to go with those suits, ties, 50 cents a piece.
Clip-on tie, of course.
Yeah. And men's marathon hats, we wore them, and they look good at $7.95.
How about the Chukla boots? Remember those?
Yeah.
Those are $1.99 back then. And a mink fur trim coat in 65.
There we go.
You'd pay $69. What a steal.
What a steal.
Don't know much about these. Mrs. Swing shift skirts. They were $5 back in 67. Stay Press ladies slacks for $2.50. And they had a thing called run-proof nylons for $1.15.
A woman's full suit for $15.90 in 66 on the West Coast. So imagine what you'd get them for here.
Yeah.
And how about short-sleeved dress shirts? In 64, you paid $5.95. How about the corduroy shirts? Very fashionable shirts. $3.99 in 62. And boy slacks in 66 for $1.99. And back then, everybody, all the guys wore slacks.
Yeah.
And how about youth rubber boots? I still do flashes going back to my kindergarten class.
What color did you have?
They were black with the the thing on it.
Yeah. Zipper?
Zipper, yeah.
Yeah, the black with the zipper. Yeah,
and then they had the buckles, too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So they were both. So everybody had to have them. So fashionable to keep your feet dry, $4.98. And the average price for girls' clothing was $1.97 to $8.97.
So, all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. They were. Oh, the times have changed so much. And we've purchased back then and to where it is today. Fun times, and we'd have so many memories of those favorite times back then. Be sure to share them with us. And go to Living in the 60s at myyahoo.com if you've got anything to bring back those memories. And we go to a lot of our, see a lot of our friends and stuff. And in those times, we talk about what goes on here and goes on there. And people just seem to beam with things we can talk about. So, always new episodes coming up. Make sure that you contact us at livinginthe60s at myyahoo.com. And for more episodes that'll be coming your way, tune in to Living in the 60s. Remember, we have lived in the 60s and are not antiques.
That's right, Tom.
We're vintage.
That's right.